Page Kuf Pei, finished the Maimur, is Dalad Bizman Kaishi Atsum. We're learning about the strategies and pnimiyas of how to contend with taivas, to lift up the taivas. Omnam Lufamim HaKaishi Atsum. However, sometimes a person has tried everything. All the mahalchim that we've been talking about, v'chol mahalchi ha-machshava v'hargosha einam poralim kol kach, and he sees that all of these ways of thinking and trying to be ma'ira the certain hargoshas are not working so well. V'afil ha-koach l'natzeach nechlash, and even this koach to be menatzeach, to win, the koach is weak. Az tzarech l'hikanes l'amuna pshuta u'tfila. Then a person has to enter into return to Amuna Pshuta Utvila, a lot of davening. Shinyonim lahasik chazak b'Hashem Yisbarach atzmo. The inyan of Tvila, of course, is lahasik chazak b'Hashem Yisbarach atzmo, to hold on tightly to Hashem Himself. What does that mean? Chilafamim yesh nisayin gadol ma'ayin. Sometimes a person is faced with a tremendous nisayin. And the person is terribly, terribly confused and in a difficult situation. At that point, the person has to try to just throw himself into Hashem's arms, to go back, to return to the most basic beginning, the sherish, the root of who he is. And all the other machshavas are in the world of chesed and gevura and teferis and so on, or bina and das and all of the other spheres the person has been trying, and it's not working in this particular situation because of the magnitude of this nisayon. So then person has to return mamish to the beginning. Litzomer l'Hashem Yisbaruch l'dar v'imo, to attach himself to Hashem and to speak to Him. Mitoich emuna pshuta with the simplest emuna. This is connecting the highest part of who we are, keser, to the most basic part of who we are, which is malchus, kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, from the highest place that we all have the. We all have the ability to return to that nekuda of who we are, the essence of who we are. Emuna pshuta, dahainu, she yizgur es atzmo, to close oneself in. We'll see. We'll talk about that in the note in a second. V'yifne el Hashem Yisbarach, and to turn to Hashem, v'yaschil adabri ito, to speak to Him, v'yisaper lifnei Hashem Yisbarach es kol ha'kayshi she'over lov, and to just to cry out and talk to Hashem about this how hard this is, how difficult this is. V'yivakesh es ezrasa, and to ask for Hashem's help. V'tzarech lefareit es hisbodus. V'tzarech lefareit es hargashosav, and he has to be very detailed in what he's and to talk to Hashem about exactly what is it that he's feeling. V'esirasa shelo yipol chas v'shalom, and how afraid he is that he's going to fall. The Yomer, he should say, Ovi Shabashamayim. Ani Yodea Sha'ati Iti B'Sok Kol HaKayshi. Ovi Shabashamayim, I know that you're with me in this terrible difficulty. Vani Kol Kach Reitzel HaTzliach La'amod Bin Yisayin, and I want desperately La'amod Bin Yisayin to be able to stand up to this Nisayin. To be matzliach, to be menatzeach, ulusamech ha'ischa, and I want to give you that nachas, because the biggest nachas Hashem Yisbarach has is when we, as we learned, is when we are menatzeach. And I want to bring you this nachas. I want to give you this simcha, this nachas, l'skarvelach. And I know, and there's all that we've been learning is that adrabba, this is a tremendous opportunity of iskarvus, of closeness to Hashem. And I want to be menatzeach, and I want to be miskarv. Because as we learned, we all know that the strongest escarvus we have is when we are in these nisyanis and we win. We feel a tremendous kirvas elokim. And I want to feel this kirvas elokim. I want to be close to you, and I want to give you this simcha. But I just don't feel that I can. Tain li korach v'das l'asliach. Please give me the korach and the das to be masliach. I should be able to. These are just examples of diburim. Of course, a person says whatever mashiyitze, whatever is on his mind, whatever is in his heart. As Paul, we're learning in the Hisbordus Chabur, ha'ikir lahachzik, the ikir is lahachzik b'kol mechir, it's a kesher Hashem is above. The ikir is to hold on b'kol mechir, no matter what. Not to let go of the kesher HaKadosh Baruch. That's what we're learning in the Chaburis Yosef HaTzadik last Sunday, when it says V'lo sasur achrei levavchem, that there's a teaching from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. It's brought down, Chayzer brings down other tzaddikim. V'lo sasur achrei levavchem achreinechem, that the word sasur doesn't only mean to go looking and spying and Losasur means not to allow yourself to become detached, disconnected. Like from the word matir, asurim, or the word mutter. Because the nature of a person is that when he's going through a nisayin and it's unbearable, is the nature of the person is to just let go. To let go and not to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to throw himself at Hashem, because at that moment the greatest nisayin is whether he's going to face a Kadosh Baruch Hu or he's going to run away. And that's exactly what happened in Gan Eden Mikedem, where the other Marishan was hiding. He ran away. And Hashem said to him, Ayaka, where are you? And he says, Vayira, Chave, I was afraid, I'm hiding. It's the biggest moment of the Nisayin is whether you're going to stay with Hashem or you're going to run away from Him. By Kain it also says, "V'sasir mipanach." I'm hiding from you. The Ramban says, "Lu chalama l'fanach l'spalom." Hiding from Hashem, the way that a person hides from Hashem is not to daven. Lu chalama l'fanach l'spalom. Therefore, a person can still keep Shabbos and still sit in the sukkah and still blow shofar and still give tzedakah and dance the chasanas and do all kinds of Jewish things and not daven. I mean, he could also daven. He goes to shul and says the words, but he's hiding. And when a person is going through a nisayon, the most important thing is not to hide. And there is this instinctive feeling of hiding and not davening and not turning to Him, because you feel at that moment very, very, very low and very far. Like Avraham Avinu by his nisayon, you feel very far from Hashem. Why would I be having these thoughts? Why would I be having these feelings? If I was close to Hashem, I wouldn't be having these thoughts and these feelings. I wouldn't have this desire to do this terrible aveira, whatever it is. I wouldn't be this way. I would be a tzaddik. If I'd be a tzaddik, I wouldn't have such nisyonis. Obviously, I'm very far from being a tzaddik. I'm no good. I'm a rasha. V'asasa mipanecha. Mipanecha esaser. U'mipanecha esaser. And from your face, I am hiding. V'ira, I'm afraid. V'chave, I hide. And that running away is most obvious when it comes to davening. And what he's explaining here is that when a person is in this matzav of a terrible nisayin, the ikur is to daven. The ikur is not to let go, not to allow oneself to be unhinged and separated. Since there's this tremendous taiva, you don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the room, because you want to do this thing. And you want Hashem to leave. You want them to run away. I've told you many times, I remember one of the kids was little, so she had a particularly strong sweet tooth, and she had already had what her parents, my wife and I, felt was more than the shear of nash for that day, and she was told very clearly not to have any more nash. And the nash was in a cabinet up in the kitchen, and Mommy and Daddy were away from the kitchen, and I happened to to go in there for something, and she pulled a chair over and she was climbing onto the counter and trying to get up to the cabinet. And this was like 5 minutes after the big warning. And when I walked in, I caught her mamish red-handed. She was just in the cookie jar, she was up on top over there, reaching in, risking her life to get into the candy. When I walked in, she turned around and she went like this. She just covered her eyes. This way, she figured if she can't see me, then I don't see her. This I would just make the bad man go away, make him go away. So we do that all the time. We just make him go away. We think if we can't see him, then he doesn't see us. But that's when we need him most, is davka when it's in Nisayon. But there's such an inyan of hiding that comes from other Marishan. That's in the very, very beginning, the inyan of hiding. But the ikur is lahachzik b'kol mechir. The ikur is davka to hold on, no matter what. It's a kesher, Hashem Yisbach, not to allow that to unravel. Lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei necha. Lo sasur. Don't let that fall apart, that connection. And the way that one does that is Aide Hadibur, by continuing to speak to him, by not stopping the kesher, not allowing the kesher with Hashem to end. It sounds like it's a very simple thing, but this is the hardest thing. Because everything inside of you is telling you to give into that nisayon and to make the Ribbono Shel Olam go away. Because we can't bear the thought of him watching us when we're doing something that's against his will. So therefore the nature of the person, the tefa, is to make him go away, to wish him away. It's just the opposite of this avoda of staying connected to him, of staying attached to him. There's the clear faith, shraku ha'emes, that he's the absolute truth, he never goes away. And he's with me always in all situations. V'toiv l'dabra on l'kudas ha'yichud sheba'is ha'inyan. And therefore, it's important to talk about the nakuda of yichud, of connection, of yichud. Shabbosim, what does that mean? L'moshim. Im boi lov taivas achila. If this is a taiva of achila, of eating. Yom l'Hashem es baruch halo ani yodeh sh'akol zerak ata. You say, Rabbi Hashem, I know that everything is you. V'kol ha'anah zerak ha'or shalcha. And any possible hana that a person has is only from that or that nitzaitz of elokus, as we learned earlier. That's all you. Vechna falti lach shav lahargish taiva. So what's happened to me that I have fallen in such a way to feel a taiva to this food? Now we're talking about something that's mutter. It's a taiva zachila. That's somebody that's not good for me. Doesn't want to fall into that taiva. Ana tazor li lot seis mizeh. To specify which taiva it is. And anatazer li lotzeis mizeh. Please help me to get out of this. Ka'av she'eni margish bahargasha. Because even though I don't have within me right now, I don't feel the strength, I don't have this feeling, this hargasha of netzach, of nitzuach, of being strong and winning. Ve'koma kamani yodeh u'margish bepnimiyusi. She'akol zeraka or shalcha. However, I believe that inside of me there is this hargasha, that everything is only your or, it's your light. Everything is only you. It's the tzitz of elokus hidden in this taiva, as we learned. V'yom eshuv v'shuv, and to repeat over and over. Ani yodeh she'ata iti, I know that you are here. The opposite of letting go and disappearing. Ani yodeh she'ata iti. In this kaishi, in this difficulty, and I know that only you are the or ha'amiti. And all this nisyon is all dimyon is klum, nothing. It's mamish nothing. Over the years, many times I've mentioned that there's a mice that's brought down in the Sfarim from the Chayzim Lublin, Susi Elena. It's amazing that it's the Bechlal that it's brought down, but the Chayzim said when he was a young man and he was in a certain place walking somewhere and there's an unbelievable Nisayin that he had with a woman, place, whatever it was, and that he was mechazik himself in this way with these type of diburim, and that when he came to himself, when he opened his eyes, he said there wasn't anything there, it was gone. The place that the whole thing was he had such eyes, the chazit, to see that there was a gili of the truth, that this is all mamish, nothing. Nothing. There was nothing there. We don't have that, such a thing. How regular people can. But the chazit, there was mamish, nothing there. There's no metzius at all. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no metzius at all. So this is called entering into the Nakuda of Yichud. This avodim is entering into the Nakuda of Yichud. V'kachi chazik es atzmo oid v'oid. Aydei sheikonis lahakar b'yichud. That there's nothing, there's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's only ein od milvado. Sheikonis lahakar b'yichud. Mederech shal dibur em Hashem. In this way of dibur em Hashem. B'dibur u'bakasha, speaking and asking Hashem, ad sheyargish hakala b'nisayin, until the fire of the nisayin begins to die down, it's quieter, easier. V'yargish etavoso hakol nisayin acher, maschilim lihiraga. You begin to feel that the nisayin, the taiva, it's calming down, it's quieting down. Let's see the two notes, Reish Tzadik Ches and Reish Tzadik Tes. Reish Tzadik Ches, Yochel Aleches Leiz Echeder. It's best not to stay in the same place where you're feeling that Nisayin, but to go into a different place, a room. And if it's possible, V'lizgur Satsum Levado, his burdus, to be by yourself. Zachitov. I will any Yochel, and if you can't, as he is not taking mehanoshim shesvivo, try to at least turn on the side somewhere in a way that people don't know what you're doing, and to speak to Hashem, to mizdabek to Hashem. Okvarnoidu kol neido kol mine ages. Eich lasis is a. All different ages had to do this. Eventually, is bayish manoshim, not to make a spectacle of yourself, not to be embarrassed. Kugon shiasa atzmoi kiloimed b'sefer v'chadayma. Kili, you're learning in a sefer. You could take a sefer, open a sefer, but you're talking to Hashem as Baruch. Or shiarkin roishe kiyoshen, or other ways like you're sleeping. Ve'ikash lois bayish. The ikar is not to be ashamed, not to be embarrassed. Do what you need to do. And not to sacrifice chayah hanetzach, eternal life, because of some discomfort of how you could do this. As soon as you feel this great nisayin, this big nisayin, you have to find some way to speak to Hashem. And whatever, to find a way to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu about it. Reish Tzadik Tes. V'men nisayin hu, shu margish chaysha gadol ma'od. So, if the nisayin is such that you feel so much darkness, v'en margish is Hashem is baruch yimoklal. You don't feel Hashem at all. Zay al ze atzma yidav m'Hashem is baruch b'lihafsik. Then talk to Hashem about that. V'yomer, and to say, Hashem, Ovi Shebishamayim, Ani Yudea Sha'ati Iti, I know in my seichel, I know that you're here. V'av She'eni Margish is a case, even though I don't feel that now, but I know that you're here, I just don't feel that. U'ma'oid ma'oid kashali. This is very, very hard for me. Ani Yudea Shezerach Nisayim. I know that this is only in Nisayin, Shata Mistater, and you're hidden here. Avobemes Atiiti. But the truth is that Eino Milvados, you're here. Ashiyaskala Hargisha says Shemesh Baruch Ito. To say these things, these types of things, until you begin to feel his presence. Vizayarias Navsho, and that will bring tremendous awe into you. Vavshadain Ein Lo Hatzlocha V'chulei. Avon Navsho Loi Tiyer Re'eva. Ki Yesh Lo Esor Hashem Esbach Shatamid Im Ha'odam. And even though you don't feel yet at the beginning the Hatzlocha, that you're succeeding, but Navsho Lo Tiyer Re'eva. Ki Yesh Lo Esor Hashem Esbach. That hunger that you're feeling for the Taiva begins to turn to a different direction, to be a hunger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to begin to feel the Or of Hashem, the Shatamid Im Ha'odam, that's always there. To be able to feel that hunger that's always there. Page Kuf Pei Beis on top. V'zeh Iker HaKorach V'zman Nisayin. That's the Iker HaKorach at the time of Nisayin. The most important, powerful, powerful thing is to come back to the Sherish, to the beginning. That's the Iker Korach that a person can tap into B'zman Nisayin. There's nothing that's stronger than this at the time of Nisayin. The Daber Mashem is above. Tiburim, speaking to Hashem, davening. B'ayfin shal yafsik m'ladaber m'lavakesh. Not to stop, to talk, and lahavdil, if a person, remember, when we were kids, there was some show or some movie about the plane that was going down, and the pilot was dead or something, or drunk, and some regular guy had to land this plane. Right? It's a pachet. Can you imagine being in a plane, and that the pilot's not around, and something happened, and you have to land this plane. It was like there were a lot of movies like that. So there you are sitting like by the wheel. Whatever that is, by an airplane, and you're in touch with the guys in the airport in the tower, and they have to talk you through it, right? They walk you through it, and the issue is to keep that communication going back and forth every second, to keep the line open to talk and all the diburim, and that's lahavdil alaf alfei havdalot, it's just a tiny little bit of a muscle. To stay in contact with the tower, with headquarters, and to keep that line open, to keep on talking, and not to stop. It's important. It should be received because the second you stop, you could fall into that place. You could just disappear. You fall off the cliff. You crash. The plane crashes. You stop the diburim, you crash. The plane crashes. V'miyachzik b'zeh, and if you hold on to this, you say, hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo lazav es hadibur m'Hashem esbach. Not to stop. It has to be beretzifus. Because if there's a break, you have to keep on talking until it begins to subside. Until that unbearable moment of that taiva begins to subside, gets weaker. Lazarus Adibur Mashem is Bafatfile love Larega, even for a second. Calls man and Isai, and if you do that, Yinatzeh Bevadai. You will absolutely with certainty you will be Minatzeh. Because it can't be that as long as you stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then as long as you don't let go and you're in touch with headquarters, you'll be menatzeach. Bevadai, not a suffer. Bevadai. Obviously, there are individuals who are stuck in a very, very, very unhealthy place. I'm not talking about somebody who's addicted in a deep way and psychological complications and so on. Even then, this is an avoda that could be unbelievably powerful. And in truth, the chevru who have been involved with 12 steps know that the 12 steps is very much connected to this type of avodah in their own way. And with their own the own lashon that they use, it's very much connected to this mahalach. But there are people who are simply emotionally incapable of coming to such a thing. And obviously there's help, that they need help that to be able to come to such a thing, to be able to be menetzeach because of something that's very, very, very deep, unhealthy. But this is the avoda. This is the avoda, is to stay connected to something, to a higher power. That's what they call it, the chevra there. But to stay connected in such a way. Because there is that higher power. There is the tower of Hashem. And to hold on to that. But it has to be strong, be retzifus of the Muna, and not to say I can't right now, this would be embarrassing, but what if somebody sees me that I'm mumbling somewhere, I can't go to a private place, whatever it is. Then you're not Sheikh Bevadai. And Sheikh Bevadai. Look at the footnote Shin. Gam Tzarech Mo'od Lihizayir. A person has to be very, very careful. Tzarech Mo'od Lihizayir. Lahachshiv Kol Ktsas Hezgarbu Shemetzliach. To recognize the significance of any level of Hezgarbus, of Hatzlach. Ki Kol Ktsas Hezgarbus Bizman Kezeh. Because any even tiny bit of his gabrus of strengthening oneself and coming back to oneself at such a time, shava k'may meya pa'amim bizman acher. It's like 100 times if it would be a regular situation. His gabrus of a person who's going through a very dark nisayin, a strong nisayin, which is bechlal our generation. Which the tzaddikim described a long time ago, what would be at the end of time, and the tzaddikim who are with us at this time describe our entire matzav right now as being one huge nisayin. It's not like in the earlier times there was a certain strong feeling of Hashem's presence. It was an ur, and then there would be times, there would be lapses, there would be times of choshech, of nisyonis and so on. But the tzaddikim of our generation already touched up the reality of our whole metzias is nisayin now. Living the whole metzias is nisayin. Because this whole world that we're in right now is one big nisayin. It's a big nisayin. Therefore the tzaddikim said that a person nowadays who is able to be mezgaber is in certain ways 100 times greater than a person in earlier times. 1,000 times greater. You see these lashonis that the tzaddikim used, the Satmar Bishchusya Yelena, and the other tzaddikim, the Rebbe just spoke about this very often, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the tzaddikim who lived after the Milchama, and they understood what was happening in the world that we're in right now, this last period of time before Mashiach comes, what kind of a chayshich there would be. And even back in the earlier times, when that the Ari HaKadosh told Rabbi Chaim Vital that he was greater than Rabbi Akiva, the shyness of the end of time, even going to that time, what was in Tzfas in those years? Compared to what's now, but a regular person that just goes to work, to walk on the street in Tavshin Pei Gimel, forget about 500 years ago, 400 years ago, was the a Jew of 1940 couldn't be massive what the world would look like now what the world is like. If you think back, those are a little, if you think back to 1960, 1970, that couldn't be massig what would be in the world now. And that what it was for a person to to be exposed to things that a person was exposed to 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago in an entire lifetime. Every single kid, when he's 12 years old or 11 years old, sees more on one phone in 15 minutes than a person would see it in his whole lifetime. I'm not talking about 100, 200 years ago, just the kinds of things that... The whole Metzius is a Nisai. Therefore, the Ikar Avodah of our time is Dibur M'Hashem, is Bardus and Dibur M'Hashem and Dveikus B'Hashem. That's why we see that Davka now there's such a Hezgalus of this Avodah that we never even heard these things. 20, 30, 40 years ago, we heard maybe the word Dveikus. No, no, it was about Dveikus, is about, like, you know, the Baal Shem Tov or something. Never spoke about Dveikus, never learned about Dveikus. I don't know any of these things or Hezbardus. Where is Hezbardus? We heard that there were Breslovers, that they have such an Indian or something. I thought they're, you know, crazy people that don't know what the whole Indian was. And now we see that even the people far, far from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they're reaching deep in to try to find some way to. Because the whole Metzius is a Metzius of a Nisayan, Ein Kamo, and the only Eitzah, that was everything we just learned now, for these past few minutes, everything is the whole Metzius of our generation. Not just your own personal inyan of what you have at that moment in life, but there's Nisayan. The whole generation, our whole life is this Metzius of not having any choice but to return to Hashem Yisbarach, to Emunah Pshuta. It's the whole door. That's the generation. And if we see that even people that normally they in the early years, they never spoke about any of these things, that they're trying to find ways and to connect and to what's going on. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That the neshama feels that there's no choice other than to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can't hide it, because otherwise I'm going to drown. The plane is crashing, and there's no other way. The only way is Emuna, is Emuna and Tefillah, and people that and anybody that's honest is not saying anymore, don't worry, everything is fine, just it'll be okay, just whatever, just. Just keep on learning, everything will be fine. It's not fine. And everybody that's honest knows that it's not fine. And we never had such a choshech in the whole Metzius of our door as a Nisayan before Mashiach comes. This is this unbelievable Nisayan of what's happening with the technology and so on. And the exposure that we have from the kids, everybody has these days, is something that there was never, ever, ever... such a thing, and couldn't be to be masik that there would ever be such a chayshach, and therefore those who are honest recognize that the only thing that's going to work here is emunah. Just all the other taksisim, all the other strategies, and all the other things are not working. Everything is helpful. Whatever we could do, but at the end of the day, if Hashem's Baruch is not there, it doesn't work. And there are still some that are trying to avoid that, to try to keep Hashem out of this picture, to keep him away from the story. It doesn't. At regular times, you could somehow, sometimes you can manage like that. But when you're like we're learning, when it's really, really, really a big Nisayan, then without Hashem's Baruch Hu, you can't. You can't win. And that's why Yisamis b'kol koich al kol ma'at sheyuchel esgaber, whatever little bit you can be misgaber, I feel him kva nichshel ma'at v'chmarlosal, even if you already have been nichshel a little bit and you've fallen a little bit. Yisbonim b'Yosef HaTzadik. Think about Yosef HaTzadik. On his madrega, he was already nichshel a little bit. On his madrega was as Chazal tell us, that he came and he was there alone with Eishes Potiphera. It's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, but that he wanted to be alone with her, and that something happened to him physically, Chazal say. So at that point, he could have just, instead of Vayonis Veitz, instead of running away from her, he could have run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though there was already on his madrega, there was already a michshol. Something went wrong. He wasn't 100% clean. Something went wrong. Because at that moment, when you're already, something went wrong, then it's the easiest thing to just let go of Hashem. Because it's Hashem's not, it's bad. It's already bad. So Hashem's not here. He didn't let go. That's the Indian of seeing the image of his father, Yaakov. You know, so these are, well, he didn't let go. I feel the shalachayrek for nich shalmat. Even though lachayr and his madrig, whatever happened, there was something that happened. For nich shalmat. For ein shleimus v'nitzach and gomer, because a person feels that there's no longer shleimus. I messed up. So once I messed up, I might as well enjoy myself. Yeah. I'm already messing up. I'm already not on my madrega. I'm already losing. So if I'm losing, I might as well just hold up the white flag and lose. So there's that tremendous, tremendous pull at that moment when you feel that there's already, I'm already missing the shleimus. I'm already missing the shleimus. The nitzach and gomer. I'm already not going to be completely victorious. I'm already losing. So since I'm already losing, no, it's fafal. And that's the teva of a person. I'm already losing. So it's finished. Va'yidei zeh, zoch alias mekov l'midas ha'yosayit. But if a person continues to hold on, it'll be like Yosef HaTzadik, and through this, Yosef HaTzadik was zeichet to be the Merkava in this world of the Midah of Yesod. It's Yosef HaTzadik, who was not entirely successful in that Milchama, because something did go wrong. Something went wrong. So you would say that he was not Menatzeach, because he did fail on some level. He did fail, Yosef, at that time. The reason that he became the Merkava of this Midah Yesod is because Davka, because he did not allow that slight failure to take him off course. He didn't allow that to bring him to crash. That's the Midah Yosef HaTzadik. In the Nisayon, Yosef HaTzadik was Mezgaber. And even though he was injured, he didn't stop. He's Menatzeach. And that Davka is the Merkava, the Midah of Yisod, not perfection. As we spoke about this many times in the past, Yaakov Inu was L'Rah Kerem Miyomav. Chazal tells that Yaakov never ever had an Inyan like that. Nothing ever left his body in such a way. Because of a taiva. L'Rah Kerem Miyomav, Yaakovinu. So Yaakov should be the Midah of Yisod. But Davka Yosef, who did, according to Chazal, he did experience something at that time when with the taiva of Eishes Potiphera, that something left his body. So why isn't Yaakov the Merkava of the Midah of Yisod? Because the Midah of Yisod means this, what we're learning. It doesn't mean perfection. Doesn't mean not having that nisayin. This is what it means. Kein lechapish shleimus. Kein lechapish shleimus. It's not the issue is not perfection. Kein lechapish shleimus. Elu l'zameitz b'kol yecholtai. Yisod means to do your best. Right? Later, this is what we talked about yesterday. That's what Yisod means, to try your best. So you could have this you could have this thought, well, I thought I was supposed to be the Baba Sali. And right now it looks like I'm very far from being the Baba Sali, because otherwise, why would I have this taiva? Why would I start looking at this? And my teachers were telling me, you got to be the Baba Sali. You got to be the Baba Sali. You just reach for the Baba Sali. And at that moment, you're totally not Babi Sali Dick. Like, the Baba Sali wouldn't be in this matzav that I'm in right now. Like, I don't think the Baba Sali had a smartphone. I don't think he had this thing on his phone, even if he had a phone, which he didn't. So you're not, I'm no Baba Sali, but they told me in school that you're gonna be the next Baba Sali. Remember, you left that picture in your room, that part of your wall with all the pictures of tzaddikim. You left one place on your wall blank, because that's for your picture when you're going to be one of the Gedolei Hador. The avoid is not shleimus. The avoid is to do the best you can, Zahu. The avoid is to do the best you can. And those diburim that might have been inspiring for some people at some point to say that you're going to be, you gotta shoot for the stars. Of course we all, and you're gonna to be the Gadol Hador and all of that. All those kinds of diburim, when a person looks at himself, forget about being one of the Gadol Hador. I'm from the Ketanei Hador. I'm one of the smallest, lowest people of the generation. So then what happens is the person says, if I can't be that person that they told me I'm supposed to be, then just let go. Like, you know, if I'm not the Vilna Gaon, if I'm not the Baba Sali, then just like, why bother? Because that was my avaida, was to be the Baba Sali, to be the Vilna Gaon. So why bother? That's not the avaida of our generation. Those were outdated diburim from 1958, 1965. They didn't work too much back then either. As we could see, count the Vilna Gaons that you have in the world. Where are the Vilna Gaons of the world right now? Maybe they're hiding. Where are the Vilna Gaons? So such diburim that you're going to be the next Vilna Gaon, the kid can't read Tysus, right? And he's struggling with some kind of a crazy taiva. So then he quickly descends. He crashes from being the Vilna Gaon to being a subterranean creature. But if a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every moment of my life is saying, be the best you can be. Be the strongest you can be. Be the best you can be. It's not about shleimus. The same is b'kol yicholta. L'smoyach b'kol k'tzas u'k'tzas s'masliach. And to be filled with simcha for every little bit of territory that you cover, that you conquer. V'kach yatzliach oid v'oid. And this way, there'll be more and more hatzlacha. More and more hatzlacha. The end of the parak is a sikum. It was a summary of all the darchei hamilchama. That's very quickly. B'mayim mezeh is back over there. It's on top. B'mayim mezeh is barbis yaita d'shmai darchei avayda nefloim. We learned in this parak amazing darchei avayda, ways of avayda. Let's garbal yodam al yinsonis shakal echad oivah b'chayiv to try to deal with these nisyonis of life. Omnam hakoshi agorul husha b'shas and yisayin hodam b'derach klal milbul bal. The greatest problem is that at the time of Nisayin, the person gets confused. Ma'at or habay, little or a lot, moid kosh lo liyazoche. Maya kosev sitzorch lasas. When you're at a time of a big Nisayin, it's hard to remember all that you learn. It's not like you walk around, you know, with the photostat, or you walk around with the b'yom d'akecha, and you say, excuse me, let me just review for a second. Part of the Nisayin is not to review, not to think, and you become very confused. Therefore, a person has to, you can't depend upon having the sefer with you or whatever else. You have to have this clear in your head. Which are the drachim that are nageh to him at this moment in his life? To go through this and to review this and to write down maybe a little bit and to have it very clear over and over and over again, to practice and to have this in one's head. Ba'ifin shem b'rurim v'chayim etzla. They should be clear and alive. Ki rak kach yuchel l'shtamish b'em b'zah Hashem b'ez Nisayin. V'natzi kan b'ktara sikum, it's a little sikum, a summary, avol ein day b'zah, but a summary is not enough. L'kol echad tzarech l'asla sikum l'atzom. Each person has to have his own sikum, his own way of thinking about this and having it under his belt, having it clear and having this with him all every moment of his life. Lizburn lahargish is a dvarm to be able to feel as a dvarm. Kadesh yelo chai b'zman in the sign that he should be able to bring this alive and should be alive at the time of the sign, not just another thing that he learned in a book, and it was something some limud that he had, that he learned. He was learning something that he doesn't remember. It's not a limud. This we're talking about. This is practical life. It's not just about a limud and how to make this something alive. Gimel matzavim yeshal adam. There are three matzavim the person has. Aleph, kshesichlo v'hagashaso b'chol ha'taykif. When you're thinking clearly, and you have a strong feeling of Hashem's presence. Beis, kshemagish chalash. You're feeling weak. Gimel kshemagish she'ein l'kav chiyas klal. The third is when you feel nothing at all. It's like no feeling of elokus at all. Matzav aleph. First matzav kshemigia taivi yizbanim beroa shelo. When the taiva comes, you look at how this is the lavush that is bad. And how it's not kedai to do this. To right away to enter into that place of ahavas Hashem with all of your heart, and to go into a deeper and deeper into the union of ahavas Hashem and dveikus b'Hashem. That's the first madrega base. To try to be ma'ir within yourself, a cheshik to be mezgaber. Until you feel more of a koch and more of a rotzen to be mezgaber. V'yeshlo chiyas mehezgabers, and that gives you a feeling of chiyas. Zayideh sheyargish ad libo, to feel in the depths of one's heart, is achas mehezbaninuyas shehezbarul ha'el. One of the hezbaninuyas, one of the ways of thinking that we were learning through the parak, that there's need touch of elokus and so on, whatever, to go and to concentrate on one of those types of meditations of thought. So kol elcha liras mahi hezbaninuyas hamadaberis alav, and each person should focus on that type of hezbaninuyas, that thought that speaks to him, that reaches him. V'yisakim oisa hetev. Shetia muchana ezlo la'es pekuda. And a person should have this in his pocket. It should be clear and have in this pocket, and he should review this over and over, that he should have this at the time that he needs it. La'ira ba miyad cheshek lehilach, and to be ma'ira this cheshek to fight. La'asosa cholosh yoy megibor ani, that Gibrani, that even though you feel a weakness, you should Gibrani, to be strong. And the third massive that we just learned is Yikonis L'dabra Meshem Ezbach, is to cry out, to beg Hashem. Leave Vitor, not to let go. To continue talking to Hashem. V'yasik ba b'dibur imam. To stay, to hold on to him and keep on talking to him. B'li l'estaka mahu margish ad shinetzach. And without looking at how little you feel or how empty you feel, just to keep on talking, hachi netzach, until you're able to be menetzach. Well, we should be matzliach, and we should be menetzach.